Thank you very much, High Commissioner, Chair of CEDAW Committee, Chair of Human Rights Committee, Excellencies, colleagues and friends. I'm extremely grateful to be here today and provide remarks on behalf of UN Women at this historic event, the launch of the CEDAW Committee General Recommendation Number 40 on equal and inclusive representation of women in decision-making systems. I would first of all like to congratulate the CEDAW Committee and in particular Mrs. Nicole Amelin for your steady leadership and tireless commitment to this process during the past 2 years. UN Women, together with the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights, have had the honor to support the drafting process by providing the space for over 200 experts, academics, civil society representatives, and UN family members to provide their input on the document during this 5 regional consultation meetings. Those discussions were important for ensuring that the draft reflects existing challenges and solutions to advancing women's participation in decision-making from all regions. General Recommendation Number 40 is a very visionary parity roadmap for achieving equal and inclusive representation of women in decision-making systems across various sectors. It recommends specific legislative policy and other measures by states to that states must take to achieve parity in decision-making at all levels. Through its 7 pillars of action, including 50-50 parity, youth engagement, intersectional inclusion, and structural transformation, areas are critically aligned with UN Women's work, and we look very much forward to bring this forward with all partners here present. As we approach the 30th anniversary of the Beijing Declaration and Platform for Action, this recommendation is more relevant than ever. The goal of parity in decision-making at all levels is one of 6 key priority areas in UN Women's Beijing Plus 30 Action Agenda. And the recommendation provides us all with a very powerful roadmap to fast-track our collective action to achieve equal representation of women in national and local governments. So let this very important moment inspire all of us to push forward with renewed energy and commitment, ensuring that we together can make gender equality a reality. And again, as UN Women, we look very much forward to the next steps that we will take together to roll out this recommendation through our offices and through all our good cooperation. Thank you very much.